name is Matt Herman. I'm a transportation planner with Community Planning. Today we'll be talking about the Traffic Impact Fee Program update. The program right now is at a crossroads. Today we're going to talk about the background, what has happened in the past, the purpose of the update, project goals, and then finally we'll be seeking a direction. Two important issues. So, back in 1991, North Management Act authorized RCW 8202, which authorized the collection of impact fees. At that time, our geography forced us to enter into a joint program with the city of Vancouver to operate a joint program with the TIF programs. That TIF program was based on our 20-year CFP process, and served as the source for determining the TIF rates. TIF rates are then issued based on developments, the estimated production of trips that land use developments estimate. And then those fees, when combined with other fees, make up a private share, which is then part of the improvement that's based on this. Okay, so in 2007 was the last time that we went through a program update. We developed 9 TIF districts. Seven of those are in the urban area. Two of those are in the rural portion. The county has 3 that they share with the city of Vancouver. Currently, the city of Vancouver has 2 districts, and the county has 2 urban districts. So the county administers 4 districts total. 2 of those are in the rural area, 2 of those are in the urban area, and 3 are in the Vancouver began their update earlier this year, and that's what's forcing us to go through the program update. They are going from 5 districts down to 3 districts inside the city. In 2007, we introduced the distinction between local and regional projects. This was intended to make all projects proportionate based on the type of travel that they serve. So local projects serve primarily the population residing within the city district, while the regional projects serve travelers going inside and outside the district and traveling. Also in 2007, public elementary schools and middle schools became exempt from TIF fees, while high schools did not. The reason why this was is because high school has a lot more trips. Both students are traveling as well as parents. So this has an increased amount of taxes. Currently, commercial retail land receives a 30% TIF reduction on all land uses, and then a 15% based on jointly administered districts and that will no longer exist. So issuing these fees based on shared boundaries would the new TIF program would be reflective of the county's policies. So if authorized and we're seeking your direction today on the next steps for the TIF program, these are the following goals for our program. To develop a program specifically for Clark County, our priorities have policies. Simplify the current practices, which would potentially lower fees for developers and citizens who can more easily understand what to do. And then to reevaluate the district boundaries, all within the unincorporated. We would also apply exams for businesses, as we have done in the past. And then we evaluate the current TIF credit program. So the direction that we're seeking to from the